Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score! You gotta have your big draws on.
That's right. If you're going to come at Montez Sweat on a 4th-and-1, you best have your big boy draws on. I love that.
Choney's grande.
Say what?
Yeah, there was no boy in that phrase, by the way. It's just big draws.
Big draws.
Yeah, he was conflating the big boy pants with the big draws.
You
I get
have,
it.
How your big draws on.
Yeah, you know I like to make up lyrics. I like to make up quotes too.
You Maybe
know,
you go my small draws with the big pants.
My grandma used to have big draws.
But that's what I'm saying. When you hear draws, you don't think of male underwear. You think of female underwear, and that's part of the insult, right there.
I think of my grandma, and I unfortunately saw her walking around one day.
I think of Tommy on Martin saying that he got the draws. GTD. GTD.
You got to
what's GTD stand for?
What?
You're going to have to speak up, sir. What does GTD stand for?
Got the draws! The reaction to that, by the way, in the courthouse was magnificent in the courtroom that day. But yeah, I digress.
Welcome back to the Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. No, it's all good. I don't know what it is, but I think it's funny, whatever's going on right now. I think it's funny. Thank you to the people who helped put this show together.
Los grandes pantomanias!
One of those people is one of us that gets it. That'd be Ray Diaz. Ray Diaz executively produced this show here today. Robbie the Tree Triano is the man on the sound and one of the co-producers of the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show. Thank you to you, Marshall Harris. You're the goods, man.
Yeah. I didn't GTD, but I am the goods, yes.
Didn't GTD? You already
I don't believe that.
I didn't get the draws, but
get the draws.
I'm going to show you the scene on Martin after we get off the air, and you're going to be like, okay.
Oh, Grody's going to be all over that, man. That's right up his wheelhouse.
I latch on to stuff. I watched Martin. I don't remember the episode.
He gave himself yourself. Like, it wasn't like he was having a conversation with someone, and someone said something, and he said, that's what she said. He said it himself and then responded to himself, that's what she said.
Yeah, he did.
This is why we are so lucky to have more Grody on the Score airways.
I don't know. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis for being our video producers here today. Thanks to all the Twitchers. Thanks to our guests, Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder. All of you that text and listened and called the show today. We appreciate you for doing that. It is now time for a transition. It is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food, the legendary Spiegel and Holmes have arrived in our Score studios. Gentlemen!
What up, men? Good to see you. Nice to see everybody on a day when the Bears have won. You see the hats out. See people pleased because the Bears are 4-2.
Do you feel like the enthusiasm, though, is kind of tamped down because of the play of the quarterback?
A little bit, absolutely.
I wish that wasn't the case.
But it's not like the enthusiasm doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
Well, they've won 4 in a row.
Yes. What about the enthusiasm?
Yeah, the enthusiasm is gone. The enthusiasm is toast. It is nowhere to be found. But really, I'm most enthusiastic about this, the arrival of MultiView on the Xfinity cable
box. I told you. Oh,
you have MultiView now?
Come on now.
Well, I've had it for over a year.
Oh, congratulations to you, Marshall. Yeah, you're an innovator.
Saying, I still think YouTube's TV
is like, better.
Theirs is better.
Because you can choose.
It's getting better. Well, we couldn't choose when we first got it. That's what it was like. When is that next step coming? Oh, you can't choose
yet? No, we can't choose now. We get whatever four college football games they decided at once. Yesterday, if you wanted to, you could go with the Bears game and Red Zone at the same time on your big old TV.
That's good.
That was really nice.
That's nice. I don't have Red Zone. I can't afford such
luxuries.
I'm glad that you can.
It is a very interesting place that we exist with the Bears, because we should just be celebrating the fact that the Bears have won four games in a row. There's no doubt after what happened last year, one of the worst seasons in Bears history.
COE?
They're 4-2, but we all know, we all understand, if you've been here for long enough, if you have followed Bears football, there has been a formula that the Bears have lived by, that is running the football and playing defense, and we now know it only gets you so far.
Well, it does get you pretty far, though. And then hopefully you're just buying time for the quarterback to get to the place he needs to get you over the hump. And we knew it was going to take time. It's just, it had been linear. It had been linear. It had been direct in a development. We're like, look at this. It's happening every week. And then yesterday was one of those regression days where you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's not going to just be point A to B to C to D. This was all the way back to point A or A and a half for the quarterback.
Do you feel like if the Bears weren't 4-2, if they didn't have a record that was so good and they hadn't won four in a row,
it'd be full-fledged panic, Marshall. I'm telling you right now. Like, I had a mutual friend of ours say to me on Sunday, he's like, you know, they could be 1-4 right now. Like, before the game.
Before
I'm
the
like,
game.
Like, you're right. Yeah. They could be. And you win two games by 1 point, but you win the game. And that's the whole thing, is I think that in talking about this, and I know that we're going to spend a lot of time on it, I think that all of us have, because of the last decade or so of Bears football, we are in engrossed in the development of the quarterback.
We know it. We've gotten more intelligent about it. We can see it. I mean, so many of our listeners can actually see it and know what they're looking at.
But the thing is that what I think we often lose sight of is that there's 52 other guys in that locker room whose careers are probably not going to be as long as Caleb's. Those guys want to win, and they deserve to win. And so years shouldn't be sacrificed for development in lieu of wins. So I'm always here for, you win until things happen. And the great thing about Caleb is that Caleb has enough of a profile of talent that you go, eventually, he can probably get there where other quarterbacks, there was just going to be a point where they were not going to be able to get through. And he has the talent to get you through those points. So if you are setting up a strong running game and you do have a defense that takes away the ball, imagine what happens when the light clicks on for the quarterback.
Absolutely. Like, we were talking about this off the air. Let's bring it to on the air. I think Caleb's floor is way higher than Justin Fields' floor.
Agreed.
And we know that. I mean, here's Justin struggling again with the same issues and with the Jets, and he got benched yesterday after the coach dismissed a reporter's question about his benching less than a week ago. So here we are. But, you know, Caleb is better than that. So, like, you're in a much better spot, but there's still a lot of development that needs to happen. In the meantime, they're winning, which is awesome.
Can I infuse some good news? I mean, not good news, but like good news for the Bears in this. There's a tweet. Okay. The tweet reads as such. Quarterback Lamar Jackson, what he didn't do today is practice. Remains sidelined with a hamstring injury. The two-time NFL MVP did not participate in Monday's practice, which was the Ravens' first one since coming off the bye. Jackson has not suited up since injuring his hamstring in Kansas City on September 28th.
Yeah, they're coming off the bye, so most people figured he'd be back.
Talk to me if he doesn't practice on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
You think?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
One day of practice is enough for Lamar coming off a bye?
I'm saying that if we get to Thursday and he hasn't practiced, then we have a story. I think Monday after a bye, him not practicing is not that big a deal to me yet. But if we get, if it's like Wednesday, nothing, and then like Thursday, nothing. But if we get limited.
You already know the formula, yes. Dude, the
spread,
steps.
That spread comes down then. What is it at, Marshall? Six and a half,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Six and a half
seems like a big number.
I am a little concerned, though, that Baltimore's defense has been trash, but they have a lot of good parts
dude,
on their defense.
I can't imagine the Bears going to Baltimore and winning that game. I have a lot of trouble imagining that.
I can imagine it, but I do think that they're, even with the lowly Saints, I think there were some things, at least with the passing game, that was put on film that a better defense might actually do something with.
What I like about that is that the stuff that you're talking about that was put on film was kind of a one-off from what we've seen from Caleb this year. And so if Ben Johnson does the Ben Johnson head coach thing and says, hey, big fella, you were putting a little too much dip on your proverbial chip, then that film will not look like what Caleb plays like this Sunday.
I don't know, man. Like him staring down that receiver before the interception was tough to watch. Like you gotta at least, you know, go through progressions a little bit or try to use your eyes to just get him a little gone. Both those quarterbacks, Spencer Rattler, man. Woof, that he regressed like crazy yesterday. Looked like another young pup.
Did it feel like you had two guys being like, I'll show him, and then neither one of them show the other?
It just neutralized itself.
It's kind of curious, though, because he's coming off a game against who before that? Where you would think that would be maybe more of a factor, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, and he had another ball batted down. Like, in the first series, there was some connection problems with the center. He was struggling throwing on the run, which is something that he had talked about. He was struggling running the ball, period.
Come on.
That's the beauty of the win. Because if the Bears lose that game yesterday, with all of those things that you said, full-fledged panic.
Full-fledged.
Because now you're talking about basic stuff. You're talking about the absolute basics of quarterbacking. But you can throw a lot of things at yesterday and be like, look, before we got to the second half, everyone was playing sloppy. Maybe the weather and the conditions played a role in that. Who knows? But the winning should be the most important part.
Well, and the winning enables you to coach him very, very hard. Like, you already were going to, but now with a win, you can really coach him hard, and I hope that is happening.
And guess what? The best part about all of this is it seems that Caleb Williams understands that. I felt like there was a light that went on maybe during the game, but it certainly came out during the press conference when Caleb owned that he had a bad game. And one of the things that I wrote down here in my notes was that once we figure it out, this is Caleb, it's going to could be real devastating for the other side. He said it another way, too. If we get this figured out on my side, we'll be putting up a lot of points, and we will be dangerous. He said that because, oh, my God, the Bears have a running game. Oh, my goodness, the Bears are not just getting turnovers, but they're starting to stop the run and play better in the secondary. He's like, if I can get to an area where I'm good or great or what I'm supposed to be, the Chicago Bears can be really, really good.
And that's true. And that's true. And that's true for all of us. And I think a lot of us were in the comfortable headspace of, you know, let's wait till Thanksgiving to check in on the quarterback. It's only year two. It's not like you need clarity at the end of this season as if it were year three and you got to make your extension decision. It's just year two, and we're going to wait because it's his first year with Ben. So, yeah, let's check in around Thanksgiving and see what we think. This was a regression yesterday, and it reminds you that development isn't linear.
I don't know if it's a regression, but it was a bad game.
Well, it was definitely a bad game.
I guess maybe the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But it was definitely a bad game against a beatable opponent at home, and that was rough. But let's wait until Thanksgiving. Let's see where we're at.
I think two things there. The Thanksgiving thing, that is a reasonable expectation, but we live in such an instant gratification society all the way around. All of us.
But we get to be part of the tastemakers on that. We can decide.
Yeah, we can decide.
I say wait till Thanksgiving.
But you're saying wait till Thanksgiving. I think people, even though they're saying in their thought process, I'm going to wait till Thanksgiving, you can't ignore what's in front of you any given Sunday.
Well, but that's just one game, though. So can you?
Yeah, I can. I've been very strong this whole time. I believe in Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson's going to get the best out of Caleb Williams. This is on Caleb, not on Ben, but it's on Ben to bring out the best in Caleb. But I full confidence he'll do that.
I think that what you're talking about, Marshall, is a much bigger issue about quarterbacking overall. There's a rush to make sure that you maximize everything under that first contract because of what it costs to pay a quarterback. And then you see guys that go, oh, this person, the light clicked on for them in year four.
Right, but here we are. We have the opportunity here in year two to stay present and to stay.
I know. I get what you're saying. All I'm saying is that overall, I think there is a rush to decide when development arc is over.
Yeah.
And sometimes you miss on big things. Baker Mayfield has the most touchdowns over the last three seasons in the NFL. And before he makes that trip to Los Angeles for that Thursday night game, there have been plenty of people that have been like, his career is absolutely over. And now you go, he might end up being all pro this year. And that's way down the line from where he got drafted. But everyone is in a rush. NFL front offices are in a rush and be like, We got to get the next guy in here because we're not sure about this guy. We got already to start the clock on him.
You know what's funny about that is that when you say that everyone's in a rush, two people that shouldn't have to feel like they're in a rush, Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles, they just got the goods.
Correct. And Caleb's only in the second year in his first year with Ben. I don't think we're in a rush here.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying.
We have
the opportunity to actually not be in a rush. Lawrence, you're totally right about the issues of the league and the issues of quarterback progress all around the league. But we have an opportunity for all of this year and, frankly, all of next year, too, if we want it. I mean, that ought to be enough time.
We can, but everyone is like, they took a call today that people are already uncomfortable because they figured they would see more. I look at this and I go, this is exactly the way, other than the bad play, like I don't want to excuse that. But the way that Ben Johnson seemingly wants to build an offense is the running game. Like, it's important. He's been talking about it for the last 3 weeks. And because of the way that his offenses work, you have to have a run game to maximize the play action stuff, which Caleb should be good at. Like, it should make a lot of sense when all of the Legos are put together. It should build a beautiful house for the Bears. It is, though, as someone who covered this, it is very much Back to the Future. This is very much what I covered every single week. It's, hey, you got a good run game. You might have a dynamic a running back that can also catch the ball out of the backfield,
and, boy,
and a
look,
defense that takes the ball
look
away.
Look at this. They're making takeaways sustainable. How do they do it?
And I don't like it when people refer, because somebody called me jaded. You thought that was funny because you called me jaded. It's not jaded.
I think you are jaded.
Maybe to some degree, yeah, of course.
Last week
you were a little bit
skeptical.
Skeptical because we've seen like what Lawrence was just talking about. We have seen this, and it's fun, and it's neat, and it's dominant to see good defense, but it just doesn't have staying power.
He could be better, though. This guy has all of the tools.
Caleb, you're
to
talking
be
about.
Yes.
I agree.
He's got all the tools, and now he's got the right coach, and I agree with you about the post-game accountability to a point, and we'll discuss it a little bit later. But, yeah, we will. He's got a chance to be better.
I agree with that. I have far from given up on Caleb Williams. I do want to share this really quickly. Yesterday, as I was at Soldier Field, and I do my pregame hit.
Bears,
that's right, with Olin and Pat.
Did you check out the field?
I did check out the field.
Okay.
When I first checked out the field, there was a big tarp on the field as it came in. The field actually seemed to hold up pretty well yesterday.
Looked good once they took the tarp off of it, and I was concerned.
Yeah.
It looked pretty good.
It seemed to hold up. There wasn't a lot. It didn't seem like there was a lot of missteps. But as I was walking to do my report, because I spoil those guys, I did it outside in the rain yesterday with a mild nor'easter delicately falling from the sky.
Brody!
Yeah.
Extra modest and no seasoning on that nor'easter, by the way.
And as I walk on the concourse, occasionally I will get recognized and I'll get a Bears. And I ran into a couple of gentlemen who were big Score fans and big Bears fans, talked to them for a little while. And then at the end of it, one of them goes, I guess I should say, where Speaks?
Yeah!
There it is.
The way he said
it,
he's like, I should really say, I know I'm required to say this, so you got another Where Speaks.
It's taken over the nation, man.
It has.
That's the rallying cry of rallying cries, Where Speaks.
Someday there will be shirts.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Yeah. I know where he's at today. He's going to be here from 2 until 6. Here's what we've got planned for you. We're going to talk with Matt Forte at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 5 o'clock on the show. We'll get some updates from Hallis Hall as well. There's a lot of Bears stuff for us to discuss, including the Bears' identity. And we want to talk with you about the Bears' identity. We'll do that after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.